B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Here he is, the Pope of football in Philadelphia, the great Ron Jaworski. Jaws, I can't believe it, man.
Yeah, I can. It's the way the NFL operates at times. And you are 100% correct. I remember calling you from Fargo, North Dakota. At that time, a snowy day in Fargo for Carson Wentz's pro day. And I remember telling you and Missinelli later that this guy is special. I mean, he was special. There were some head coach there that said the best quarterback workout they had ever seen. And that included guys like Hugh Jackson at that time, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. And, he put on a clinic. He had a great 4 years here in Philadelphia. He had a great 4 years. Year five was not a good year. He played poorly. But that does not mean he doesn't have talent. And if you quickly look at this right now, Carson got what he wanted.
I guess I look at the culmination to this moment, right? What bothers me is how the whole thing was handled. Listen, we all know he was terrific Super Bowl year, and Nick comes in, it was great, and there were some issues, certainly some fallout. But they still never put enough around him. They tried, but they failed in their attempt. And then how come, I don't know, his mechanics were off or terrible. We hear about coaching. How come they couldn't clear the air? I mean, Jaws, I mean, I remember the stories that you would tell about you and Dick Vermeil, right? And the communication channels were there. How come none of this could have been fixed?
I wish I could answer that, 100%. I can't. I don't know if anyone can. I said this to you a number of times. This was an organizational failure.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz had a bad year. No, yeah, he had a bad year. No, I mean, when I talked to you during the week, I looked at the tape, and then the guy in the sky doesn't lie. He had a bad year. He is not a bad quarterback. And you mentioned having people around him. Look at the guys that got, Lane Johnson out, Brandon Brooks out, Jason. Look at the litany of players that were out this year due to injuries. And by the way, why I say in another degree Carson Wentz won, just look at the Indianapolis Colts offensive line. Left tackle, Anthony Costanzo, first round.
Mm-hmm.
Quentin Nelson, first round. Center, Ryan Kelly, first mm-hmm. round. Right tackle, Brandon Smith, first round.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Lewinsky, acquired from Seattle, fourth round. There's talent up front. You're going to see.
There's talent in the backfield.
He did not have that with
Jonathan Taylor, one of the great
South Jersey kid. Yeah,
right, who can hold, who can run the ball 25 times. How about the litany of receivers? Michael Pittman, who's going to blossom into hell of a receiver. He's got
Paris Campbell, second round pick. Pittman's a first round pick. Who knows what'll happen with T.Y. Hilton? He's up in years, but he's got blazing speed. So they have talent there. Jack Doyle's a very good tight end. So when I say Carson won, he held out. I've said this to you the last few weeks. I wish he would have said something. I wish that we could have known where he was. But if you look at this right now, he got what he wanted, and I think Howie did a commendable job of salvaging what he could out of a bad situation with the potential to get a first round pick. Hey, we are joined at the hip now with the Indianapolis Colts. We are rooting for them big time. We're rooting, in kind of a bizarre way. Now people have to root for Carson to play well. They go to the playoffs. He plays 75% of the plays, and the Eagles get a first round pick. So, we are joined at the hip with the Indianapolis Colts.
It's amazing. Carson Wentz is playing for Frank Reich and Doug Peterson doesn't have a job.
This is 3 years. This is Super Bowl 3 years ago. Jaws.
2020 carries into 2021,
oh
I guess.
My God.
You're absolutely right. Frank Reich has Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson doesn't have a job. And, that's a discussion for a whole nother time, how this thing really spun out of control. But, I think Howie did a good job of salvaging a bad situation, getting a few draft choices and, getting rid of a $10 million they have to pay, but you still got to eat a big, a big salary cap. By most accounts, the stuff I've read online, it's the biggest salary cap
ever
that any team has ever taken.
$33.8 million.
Yeah, so that's
an expensive
deal.
See,
that's why it hurts, because you can't sign your players. You can't, you know, you can't pay out the bonuses. And the cap's going down $20 million this year, at least right now. That's what they're looking at. So there's a lot of moving parts, but it just boggles my mind. But I want to throw in something else.
And yeah.
This goes back to, probably maybe for me, 15, 16 years ago, I was with Mike Shanahan, who at that time was the coach of the Denver Broncos. And we were talking about quarterbacks in the draft. And Mike always gave me some tremendous insight on what he looked for and what he liked. And he told me that, you know, what he likes to do as part of his preparation for drafting a quarterback, but he'd have his staff prepare a highlight film mm-hmm. of the player in college. Show me all the throws that he's made, all the great throws, all the great plays he's made. And I remember saying to Mike, you know, I kind of looked at the bad plays too, you know.
Yeah.
See, you know what? He goes, nope. He goes, I don't look at it that way. He goes, I want to see if this guy can make the great throws, can make the great plays. And then he says, I know he can do it. So if he comes to my team and he doesn't make them, that's on me and my staff. And so I'm thinking of this. You know, I'm thinking of Carson Wentz can make all the throws. But you got to do it consistently, and you got to get that out of him, and you got to put him in a situation where he can make the plays. He didn't make them this year, but why? That's what you got to figure out. That's what Frank Reich's got to figure out. And probably for Carson, you know, he knew he wanted to go with Frank. He knew he wanted to go to Indianapolis, and he got what he wanted.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Mm. And I guess there's talk, Schefter talked about them looking at a quarterback, bringing somebody else in. Whether that's drafting another quarterback, do you see them? I know it's early. I know you haven't dove probably that deeply into it yet. Probably just starting that process. But you think that they would go after a Justin Fields or Zach Wilson?
I think, Anthony, there is that possibility. If there's a guy that Howie, Andy Weidel, Tom Donahue, and their entire staff likes, that they think, you know, could be a tremendous 10-year starter for the team, I think, you know, they could go in that direction. It's always possible. Like you said, for me, I've just started my tape evaluation of the quarterbacks, but from the people I've spoken to in front offices, and by the way, I did speak to a lot of people in front offices in regards to what was going on with Carson, but I also asked some questions about quarterbacks, and the feeling is there are probably four or five quarterbacks here that are first-round worthy. So you may not have to get that guy at number six or move up to get him. There may be someone that could fall to you. You know how the draft is always crazy and bizarre, and you can't predict anything. So who really knows? There may be someone there that the Eagles like that falls to 22, 23. They trade, they move, they do whatever they got to do, because Howie's done a good job in that regard of moving around to get in position. Now, he always hasn't been that great in drafting the right player based on their performance in the NFL, but he's a wizard at moving around and getting in good position.
I guess it's probably a day for another conversation, but just because it's part of the fallout, Jalen Hurts is a terrific kid. You root him. You want him to succeed. He's a beautiful football player. Like, he's just got that way that you love him. But can he be a franchise quarterback? I mean, there are some limitations there. How do you kind of view Hurts in the equation?
Yeah, he certainly plays a big role in where this team is going right now. And I guess we will find out around draft time how much they do believe in him. When if there is a, you know, quarterback that they feel strongly about available at number six, do you take him? So that's always a possibility. Jalen Hurts has shown enough to me that I think he has the potential, you know, to be a long-term starting quarterback. I don't foresee the ceiling being so high he's going to be right. a Deshaun Watson kind of player, but I think he is a very good, good player. He's proved that he can play at a high level, although it wasn't a big enough sampling for me to say, oh, man, those four games, he was awesome. I think he had certainly some moments of brilliance and some moments of being a head-scratcher. So I don't think you can make a true evaluation that he is the guy. You're putting him in charge of your franchise, because that is a heavy, heavy burden. But I also know how the Eagles feel about him, how a lot of the guys on the past coaching staff even felt about him, that he was just a tremendous worker. He's a wonk for hard work. He loves to study. He loves to prepare. He can't get enough football. So that's what you want to hear about your quarterback. And I heard that from coaches. So that's what you want to hear about the quarterback. Those are all positive signs. But I think that the sampling is just too small to anoint him as the quarterback for the next 10 years. Hey, we did that with Carson, and it lasted 4 or 5.
Well, they traded up to draft him number 2 to be that guy. That's the big difference.
Yeah, he was that guy. I mean, he was that guy. I mean, we can nitpick this all we want. You could either take Carson's side, or you could fault him. Whatever. I mean, there's enough there to make an argument either way. It's just sad for me because in 16, Howie maneuvered tremendously to get up in that position to draft Carson Wentz, and it's hard for me to fathom because I love Jared Goff and I love Carson Wentz as well. I had him 1 and 2 coming out. I had him reversed. I had Wentz the best and Goff number 2, and they both are no longer with the teams that selected them first and second in the draft. So it certainly is bizarre in that regard, but we have not heard the last of Carson Wentz. I, as I said, what Mike Shanahan said, he can make every throw. He has made dynamic plays. The supporting cast wasn't very good this year. There was something wrong with Carson. Maybe somewhere down the road we will find out. I have no information of what happened to this guy, but that's why I say an organizational failure, because there's no one person you could lay this on.
It's just sad. I agree with you. He had amazing ability, and he showed, you go back to those plays against Washington where he appears out of the pile, right, after he was going to be sacked, and he throws a dart down the field, and he's got a highlight film. It's a shame.
Anthony, I've been doing that this morning. When I thought of Shanahan, I said, I'm going to pull some Carson Wentz, go on YouTube, pull some plays up. And there was a throw he made to Boston Scott against the Giants this year that was absolutely remarkable. It going down the right sideline on a wheel route. There's a window there the size of a football, and he gets it in there, for the touchdown pass. And when you see those kinds of plays, you get excited about his talent. He makes those kinds of throws, moves in the pocket, vision downfield, knows, had to buy a little time. Those are all pro quarterback type plays. And I think when Frank Reich, who obviously had him for a year, when Frank Reich looks at those plays, he goes, my goodness, this guy can make all the throws. I just got to get him calmed down. I got to get the right people around. And oh, by the way, and it's been my problem all year long. If I had one problem with Doug, even his tenure here, and I love the guy. He's a dear friend. And I used to tell him, run the damn ball more, coach. Give your quarterback some help. And so Carson's going to Indianapolis, where their feature back is a tough grinder in Jonathan Taylor. They run the ball first and set up the play action. So, it's a good situation for Carson.
Yeah. Jules, thank you for your time today, as always. We love you, buddy. Thank you, bro.
You bet, my friend. Thank you. Be safe and stay warm.
You too, buddy. Take it easy. Here is the great Jaws on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bounce forward.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.